duties.
Call the committee order.
Put them up the wall.
Members of representative, happy for approval of the minutes. 21st meeting, rules committee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion fails. That's our approval. Next, I will just move approval of the calendar day. Chair, move approval of the calendar day for Friday, May 20th. Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Most opposed, motion prevail. First, next we have just a handful of resolutions that are very common as session approaches conclusion. The chair will move that the HR facilities policy resolution, the resolution on facilities, be adopted. This is a standard resolution. Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next, the chair will move that the resolution on the journal, HR journal resolution, be adopted. This is a standard resolution on correcting and approving the last day journal when we meet on Monday. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Next is the resolution on parking. Again, very standard. The chair will move that the HR parking resolution be adopted. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion failed. Resolution adopted. I don't believe Representative Holberg is here, so I think we will just postpone this action on these other bills until we may recess or do something, potentially today or tomorrow, if you see her. So. Yeah. I think just hang on to this in your folders and something may bump inside. I don't think Representative Holberg is going to make it from ways and means, what I understood. So, please wait. I think that's it, members. Just move on quickly. We weren't able to complete this morning's agenda because Representative Holberg was still in ways and means, and now we'll just revert to that agenda. Members still have the bills in their packet, but just a couple of bills, I think, that we'll just try and move quickly to the General Register. And so with that, the chair will move that House File 2063 be recommended to pass, and Representative Holberg, maybe you just describe why the bill is before us. I think we're just moving it forward for possible use for policy and not finance uses on transportation. So,
correct.
Representative Holberg.
This is, and again, my apologies for this morning, but this is related to a conversation we had on the House floor yesterday where we're trying to work with the Senate to rescue some non-controversial policy issues to try and get them done by Monday. And been talking with not only Senate or Democrats and Republicans, but House Democrats as well. And so it would be basically a vehicle to make a non-finance issue.
Representative Keller.
Mr. Chair and Representative Holberg, I would take it then on each of the three of these bills, whichever one is moving forward or if all of them move forward, that you would be accepting amendments on them or the body would be deciding on amendments to them or you will have one amendment to it.
Representative Holberg.
Actually, in each of these cases, there would be, quite frankly, I only need to meet this one. The Senate has now got back.
Okay.
The purpose would be is that the Senate would take up the Senate file tomorrow and put on the agreed upon non-controversial language and then send it to us, which we would then likely get it on Monday or late Saturday, depending on how long we're here, I suppose, and then that we would just get past it. But again, the only way that this works is if we have a person, a leader, and a Larson, and everybody know ahead of time. And it's issues such as your transit pass or you to represent over the language for moving paper products to the land and
right.
But it also they have to be issues that the administration agrees to as well, so that if we need another board.
Sure. I think that, I mean, that helps address the question. I know that you've been working with Representative Leader and others to share with them the list, and I believe there's, as I've been told, a tiered list of kind of levels of which level do we time out on here and not able to carry forward. I mean, I think we need to make sure that our members have information about that, so when we go back to the floor, I think we'll be doing that, because I know that Representative Solberg's concerned about his language for Blandon, and there may be others that are concerned about things. I don't know. We were just discussing the 394 issue, which we're not sure.
Representative Holberg.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Representative Kelleher, that is controversial. There was an amendment on the floor. It wasn't included in on a bill on either side, that's very unlikely to be included in this type of a bill.
There's no further discussion, Michelle. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Carl.
So we're clear then, this, you're pre-conferring this one essentially with the Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
Representative Holbert.
The administration as well, because we don't want it vetoed, and so they're a part of this. That's the pretty boring stuff.
Representative Moll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So to be really very specific with Representative Solberg's concern about the Blandin paper mill and getting the projects down Highway 2, what would be the best means to address that language in this bill?
Representative Holbert.
Mr. Chair and Representative Moe, right now the Senate has provided us a list of bills that I have shared with Representatives Larson and Leader, listing out ones that they view as non-controversial, and then we moved on to this. And so we're trying to sort out one of the tricks in this is to determine whether or not the language is the exact same as what the House and Senate bills. And Representative Colbert has come to me and said that that is the case in that particular issue. The administration is neutral on it, so it's very likely that that would be included in a bill such as this. But I, again, I just have to list a little while ago and kind of sort it out.
Representative Kelleher.
Mr. Chair, the appearance of Representative Earhart does make me wonder if he's being included in the discussion as well as the policy chair.
Representative Holbert.
Mr. Chair and Representative Kelleher, I had some discussions with Representative Earhart in the hallway a little bit earlier and let him know that we were working on this. He's been working on something else as well.
Representative Junkie. Representative Junkie.
Thank you. My question was similar to what I've been hearing. We know that the transportation policy bill is yet to be passed, and there are a lot of things. Mm-hmm. There's not just Solberg stuff. There's I have a provision on buses. The Dimler stuff, Representative Holbert, I think is important for commercial driver's licenses and other things. There's a number of initiatives there, and I know visiting with Representative Earhart and Speaker Swigum a couple days ago, we were talking when that bill might come up. But I'm just wondering, is that still coming? Because we do have a number of policy issues that I think can be agreed on mutually by both bodies in a fairly short order. I'm just looking for, we don't have many days left to do some of those little minor things.
Representative Holbert.
Mr. Chair and Representative Junkie, the decision about the other policy bill is something that I don't make. A number of these provisions were in my finance bill. We all know the fate of that particular bill at this point, and I'm trying to do what I can to resurrect those and other issues.
Mr. Chair, the speaker's here, and I'm not trying to be coy or anything. I'm sincere in that there are some issues, Representative Swigum, that we do need to hopefully move forward. Is the picture a way that may happen in the next couple of days, other than trying to amend to a bill like this, or maybe trying to pre-conferee and make it get out, or can we pre-conferee some of those other issues, providing Representative Holbert in the Senate and Representative Earhart and others can agree and do similar things?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Turkey, I think dealing with Representatives Holbert and Earhart, you will be able to do that as long as there's a mutual agreement, as long as it's not extremely controversial one way or another. The problem right now is our days run so short. It's starting new bills, new processes are going to end up with zero results.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Junkie.
Representative Swigum, I realize that. That's why I think they should be agreed upon so they don't have to go to conference committee.
So I suggest you have two people right here that will be able to accommodate that.
All right. And it sounds like, and I haven't been plugged into all this, but it sounds like that was some of the concerns raised by some members with the Senate policy bill being so substantial and some of its policy, we may never be able to conferee that potentially, and so that's why I think maybe this sort of has evolved potentially is just sort of having a plan. So. There's no further discussion? Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Earhart, did you want to...
What's your title here, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Chairman Deb McKnight. Mr. Chairman, we spoke about this, I think it was yesterday. I've spoken to Senator Murphy. Is school committee administrators have been working on what seems to be the less controversial parts of the bill. And there's nothing controversial in my half. And there has been an amendment drafted, which I have on the desk. I don't know how the hell Representative Holberg got mixed in here, and who told her to go ahead. But I thought clearly I had the directions from you, who I thought was running the show here, to proceed.
Well, Mr. Representative Earhart, when I had the conversation with you, we talked about finance issues and not having finance issues included down the road, correct?
And you seem satisfied with that case.
Yes, I'm willing to make assurances that that was not going to happen. I think all members would agree and appreciate that that would not happen.
Representative Holberg drafting a separate bill now.
Well, again, Representative Earhart, I think he came in just a little late, but I think the discussion was that the bill is out for comparison. There's a numerous provision that sounds like that are in the Senate policy bill, which I have not seen, but I think that's been a concern raised by Representative Junkie and Solberg and others, that that conference committee may never materialize and that bill may never get processed in time.
Mr. Chairman, that was the idea. We find that mutually agreed, three counts agreed, pull it into the amendment that I have drafted, and go from there.
Okay.
It happens to be my policy bill is the point. And now you've brought someone else in here to screw around with it. Thank you.
Well, Representative, I think there might be some confusion there in terms of our discussions with finance.
And,
okay. Well, we'll make sure we continue to, Representative Holbert continues to work with you, and we'll get that worked out. So.
A big happy caucus.
There's any other discussion? Chair, renew the motion that House File 2063 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevailed. Representative Holbert, so these other bills are not needed for any reason. I just hate to have the Rules Committee reconvene for any, you know, to do this again. But that's up to you. So.
Well, if you just want to be
super
safe, then you just want to move it.
And I don't know who the Senate authors are in these bills, Representative Holberg, but if that's a factor. And
House File 655, the Senate author is Senator Murphy, and House File 2097, the Senate author is Senator Fenchel.
So, Representative Carlson, would you have an issue if we just move these forward? I mean, just as having other alternatives? Potentially, or
positive alternatives.
Yeah, positive.
We have one more transportation bill that's in the pipeline. What's the intent with that one, then,
it's
Mr.
Not.
That's not like bill.
The one that came out of Ways and Means today, I believe.
Yes,
correct. Yeah, we do not have that bill yet. I don't think in our position.
It's on the way here. So I guess the question I have, you know, we've got with that one, then we've got four different.
Right.
Vehicles here, and I'd be interested in what the majority's intent. Sounds like you'd move these forward and just park them.
That is correct, Representative Carlson. And I think
I parked a few in my day too, and sometimes they become vehicles.
Well, Representative Carlson, I think these bills, again, just to be clear, that would not be used for finance purposes, right, Representative Holbrook?
They'd be strictly.
Stated on the House floor, these would be strictly.
Yeah, and that's.
Yeah.
To do anything else with them, I will oppose.
And that's just what I want to make sure that these would remain just strictly as policy. Well, then I've got no problem with them being parked there.
Okay, should we move them then and just let them?
Sure.
Might as well do that. Okay, then the chair will move that House File 2097 be recommended to pass. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, motion prevails. And then the chair will move that House File 2255 be recommended to pass. Any no discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. And thank you, members.